Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Got a great story sent to me by Jeff, and this is the kind of thing that really makes you wonder. But a suspect told police, "Give me a lawyer, dog." And the court says he wasn't asking for a lawyer, he was asking for a lawyer dog. And since there are no such thing as lawyer dogs out there, then the man, everything he said is admissible against him because he never asked to speak to a lawyer. He only asked to speak to a lawyer dog. I'm not making this up. Tom Jackman wrote the article, "When a friend says, 'I'll hit you up later, dog,' he is stating he will call again sometime. He's not calling the person a later dog." And again, he's just explaining it for the people who don't quite understand how this works. But in Louisiana, apparently this confounds people, especially in the legal business and in the law business. So a suspect in an interrogation told detectives, quote, "Just give me a lawyer, dog." And the Louisiana Supreme Court has now ruled that the suspect was, in fact, asking for a lawyer dog. He was not invoking his constitutional right to counsel. It's not clear how many lawyer dogs there are in Louisiana and whether any would have been available to represent the human suspect in this case, other than to give the standard admonition in such circumstances to simply stop talking. The ruling by Louisiana's Supreme Court could have serious implications for a suspect charged with raping a juvenile, because it will allow his subsequent incriminating statements into evidence at his trial, which is pending. And it clarified that requesting a canine attorney need not cause the police to stop questioning somebody. So anytime you ask for an attorney and you say something other than, "I want an attorney," they're going to pretend they didn't understand you and just say, "Oh, you asked for it wrong." Okay? So if I said, "Give me a lawyer, dude." Are there any lawyer dudes out there? What's a lawyer dude? Give me a lawyer, pal. We don't have any lawyer pals around, sorry. Warren Demesmes, 22 years old at the time, was being interrogated by New Orleans police in October 2015 after two young girls claimed he had assaulted them. It was the second time he'd been brought in, and he was getting a little frustrated, and he had repeatedly denied the crime. Finally, he told the detectives, and I'm going to read you the quote, verbatim. "This is how I feel if y'all think I did it. I know that I didn't do it. So why don't you just give me a lawyer, dog, because this is not what's up." The punctuation is what they're claiming is critical to the case, but of course, you don't punctuate as you speak. Demesme subsequently made admissions to the crime, prosecutors said, and was charged with aggravated rape and indecent behavior with a juvenile. He's being held in the Orleans Parish Jail awaiting trial. Louisiana Associate Supreme Court Justice Scott Crichton wrote that a suspect asking police to "give me a lawyer, dog," was not invoking his right to counsel. The public defender for Orleans Parish, Derwin Bunton, took on Demesme's case and filed a motion to suppress the statement. In a court brief, Bunton noted that police are legally bound to stop questioning anyone who asks for a lawyer. "Under increased interrogation pressure," Bunton wrote, "Mr. Demesme invokes his right to an attorney, stating with emotion and frustration, 'Just give me a lawyer.' The police did not stop their questioning," Bunton argued, "when Mr. Demesme unequivocally and unambiguously asserted his right to counsel." Now, Orleans Parish Assistant District Attorney Kyle Daly responded in his brief that Demesme's reference to a lawyer did not constitute an unambiguous invocation of his right to counsel, because the defendant communicated that whether he actually wanted a lawyer was dependent on the subjective belief of the officers. A reasonable officer under the circumstances would have understood, as the detectives did, that the defendant only might be invoking his right to counsel because he might actually be expecting a dog to come in and represent him. Maybe he's looking for an actual lawyer dog. I mean, we've seen smart dogs on TV, right? Scooby-Doo's a fairly smart dog. Snoopy, in fact, Snoopy, I believe, was Joe Lawyer at some time or another. So maybe the man is asking for Snoopy to represent him. I mean, that's reasonable, right? Whew. Bunton's motion to throw out Demesme's statement was rejected by the trial court and the appeals court, so he took it to the state Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, in a ruling issued last Friday and first reported by Reason magazine, could have denied the appeal without issuing a written ruling, which it does in most cases. But Justice Crichton decided to write a brief concurrence to spotlight the very important constitutional issue regarding the invocation of counsel during a law enforcement interview. Crichton noted that Louisiana case law has ruled that if a suspect makes a reference to an attorney that is ambiguous or equivocal, the cessation of questioning is not required. Crichton then concluded, "In my view, the defendant's ambiguous and equivocal reference to a lawyer dog does not constitute an invocation of counsel that warrants termination of the interview. Bunton said, "We're obviously disappointed we didn't win, but declined to discuss the case or the finer points of punctuation using the term dog. This is idiotic. And I don't care what anybody says." And I'm not expecting too many people to argue with me in the comments below. Although some might. Some might. But clearly the man was asking for an attorney. And to suggest that, no, we honestly thought he's asking for a lawyer dog. Well, in that case, why didn't you tell him, "I'm sorry, there's no such thing as a lawyer dog"? What do you mean by a lawyer dog? We can't get you a lawyer dog. The reason they didn't say those things, they know that he would have clarified and said, "I'm obviously asking for a lawyer, idiot." Oh, you want us to get you a lawyer, idiot? Oh, boy. So this is a great example of the courts doing something that causes everyone to lose faith in them. They're writing a stupid opinion and actually acting dumb, going, "What? We thought he wanted a lawyer dog. Oh, we really thought so. Oh, really? You think he maybe meant that as a, I want a lawyer, comma, dog? What? Who calls another person a dog? I've never heard of that before." You know, so this is idiotic. It's an embarrassment to the entire state of Louisiana. It's an embarrassment to the entire legal profession. It's an embarrassment to the entire judiciary. Okay? The idea that you could sit on the highest court in the land of Louisiana and write that with a straight face shows that you don't belong anywhere near a courtroom, let alone making laws for a state. Okay? So again, the suspect told police, "Give me a lawyer, dog." And they said, "Oh, we thought he wanted a lawyer, dog. And we didn't tell him that there's no such thing because everyone knows there's no such thing." And yes, that means that we're assuming the man made a strange statement that made no sense. We never asked him to clarify it because we're too busy browbeating him to try to get him to confess. And that's what's really going on here. Okay? So this is idiocy at its highest and finest level. But there you have it. Stories from the Washington Post, written by Tom Jackman. Jeff sent it to me. Thank you very much. Questions or comments, put them below, dog.